So let's review. The Gemara begins by presenting a question from our Mishnah on a teaching from Rabba Bar Rav Nachman on a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah Masechtas Gittin says, "Hamoitzias ishto mishum shemra lo yachzer." A person who divorces his wife because she had a bad reputation may not remarry her. Rabba Bar Rav Huna inquired of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, "Kanas ma'o sheyaitzi? If this man went against the halacha and did remarry her, is he allowed to remain married to her, or must he divorce her?" Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman responded that the answer is found in our Mishnah that says, "Hanitan al eshes ish v'itziu metachas yadai ava pishakanas yaitzi." If there were rumors about a man and an eshes ish, and her husband is compelled to divorce her, the suspected adulterer may not marry her, and if he did, he must divorce her. So, just like in our Mishnah, we compel the suspected adulterer to divorce the woman, because by being married to her, he's substantiating the rumors. So too, in the Mishnah Gittin, we will compel the husband to divorce his wife if he remarries her, because by divorcing his wife the first time, he substantiated the rumor that an aver was done. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna challenged this answer for two reasons. Midami hasam haitzi'ua v'hacha haitzi'a. In our Mishnah, the husband was compelled to divorce his wife because Edom testified that the rumor was true, and so the Isser for the adulterer to marry her is Menat Torah. In the Mishnah Gittin, the husband chose to divorce his wife based on rumors only, and so the Isser to remarry her is Midrabanan. And number two, Midami, Hacha Baal V'Hasam Baal. In our Mishnah, the person marrying her is the adulterer, which substantiates the rumor that an Aveir was done. In the Mishnah Gittin, the person marrying her is the husband, which weakens the rumor, since we say the husband investigated and found the rumor to be false, and that's why he's now remarrying her. The Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah that continues in the discussion of instances where a man may not marry a woman because it will create a rumor. Zok the Mishnah, Hamevi get mimedina seyam v'amar b'fanei nechtam v'b'fanei nechtam. If a person brought a divorce document from overseas for another man's wife, and as required, testify that the divorce document was written and signed in front of me, lo yises ishtei, he should not marry this divorcee, since this may lead to a rumor that he lied in order to marry this woman. Similarly, if he testified that mace, the husband died, haraktiv, I killed him, harginuhu, we killed him, lo yises ishtei, he should not marry her, since this may lead to a rumor that he lied in order to marry this woman. Rabbi Yehuda ima haraktiv lo tinase ishtei. In this case, that a person testified that he killed the husband, the wife may not marry any person, since his testimony makes him a rasha, and a rasha is not a valid witness. Harginuhu tinasi ishtei. The Gemara Amud Beis explains that he testified that he saw the husband being killed by others. In this case, he's believed, and she may marry based on his testimony. The Gemara begins by asking a question from within the Mishnah itself. The first case of our Mishnah taught that if a person brought a divorce from overseas, the shliach may not marry her. The reason the shliach may not marry her is because he brought the get from overseas, and we're relying on his testimony that the get was done properly. But the shliach may marry her if he brought the get from within Eretz Yisrael itself, because we're not relying on his testimony, since in Eretz Yisrael we assume that the get was done properly. This leads into a question, but the person may not marry her when he testified that the husband died. Even though in that case, we're not relying on him. As we learn that a woman will make sure that her husband really died before accepting the testimony and marrying another man. The Gemara answers, Hasam lekiksava, hacha ikiksav. In the case with the claim that the husband died, there is not any document to rely on. In the case of the divorce, there is a document, the get, to rely on. The Gemara moves on to discuss the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim. Haraktiv, if a person testified that he killed the husband, the Rabbanim rule, lo yises ishtei, the woman may remarry, but she may not marry the aid. Yehuda rules, lo yitinasi ishtei, the woman may not remarry at all, since the aid has made himself a rasha and is thereby disqualified to be an aid. The Gemara presents two ways of understanding the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since the aid testified haraktiv, he's a rasha. V'atayra amr al tashas yadchem rasha liyaseid chamas. Therefore, we do not accept his testimony. The Rabbanan hold, as explained by Rava, adam karav et latzmoi. We divide the testimony. We accept his testimony that the husband is dead, but we do not accept that the aide killed the husband. The second explanation is, the opinion of the Rabbanan is based on the rule, Shani Eidus Ishda Kiliba Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were lenient regarding a woman remarrying, so that she would not remain an aguna, and believed even an aide that testified that he himself is a Rasha. However, Behuda differentiates as Rav Menashe taught. Gazlan the Devreim Kashal Eidus Isha. Gazlan the Devrei Tayre Apostle Eidus Isha. That only if the aide is testifying that he did an Isidra Rabbanan are we lenient to say that he is believed regarding Eidus Isha. But if the aide is testifying that he did an Issa Deraisa, we're not lenient, and he is not believed even regarding Eidus Isha. Therefore, in our case where the aide is testifying that he killed the husband, which is an Issa Deraisa, he's not believed. The Gemara goes on to the next Mishnah that continues in the discussion of instances where a man may not marry a woman because it will create a rumor. Hachacham sha'asras Isha benedra al baila, hareza lo yisena. A chacham mumcha that was not matar the vow of a woman in that she won't derive any pleasure from her husband, and her husband is compelled to divorce her, may not marry this woman, because that will create a rumor that he did not release her from her vow in order to marry her. Mi'ena isha chaltz b'fanav, yisa'ena. If she did mi'en or chalitza in front of him, he may marry her. Since mi'en and chalitza are done in front of a bezin of three people, we do not suspect a group of three people or even a group of two people. The Gemara inquires, Ibailahu kanes ma'usha yaitze. What is the din if the chacham mumcha married this woman? Do we compel him to divorce her? Rav Kahana amar kanes maitzi. He must divorce her. Rav Ashi amar kanes einem maitzi. He does not have to divorce her. And Rav Ashi explained, masnitin he. His ruling is based on the previous Mishnah. Hanitan ala shivcha v'nishtachra. Oh, ya lo yibendis kechav minis gairo. Hareza lo yichnis. Vim kanes imitzim yadai. We see from there that bernana loymafkina. We do not require a husband to divorce his wife on account of a rumor. Achenami bernana loymafkina. And here too, he does not have to divorce her because the only concern is a rumor.